Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Bly is here. Bob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now almost 13 years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the top copywriters, ladies and gentlemen, in the history of copywriting. And he's got his own company, Bob Bly Company. He's the author of, I don't know, how many dozen books, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, and he's been hanging out with us, sharing some of his great ideas on how to put our best foot forward using online techniques and traditional as well, and he's here with some new stuff for us. Bob Bly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Magnetic Selling, one book, Robert W. Bly on the cover. Start Your Own Business After 50, another one. Don't wear a cowboy hat unless you're a cowboy. I've been saying that for years. Make every second count. Internet marketing retirement plan, folks, you're starting to see the prolific evidence of Bob's work. Hey, Bob, you've written dozens of books. I've written three. I've got another one coming out next year.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks, and you too. But when you're talking about writing a book to help a business put their best foot forward, you're not necessarily talking about the kind of book that you and I've written.
Doesn't have to be. You have some options. One is to have the book published with a traditional publisher like you and I do. Another one is to self-publish it, you know, print it as a paperback at your own expense. And then the third option is to do it in some kind of electronic form, either as a Kindle ebook or as a, like similar to a white paper, a downloadable PDF.
Well, and you know, a lot of times when people write a book, there's something inside of them. They got to get it out. They want to give a message. The way you approach helping people with their marketing, the way that I wrote my books. But a lot of books, a lot of times, a small business owner is thinking, well, I'm not the great American novelist. You know, I don't have a big business book in me that I want to come out. I'm making payroll every week. Help me grow my business. Help me to get people to come in the door and click on my website. There are books for that category, for that requirement too, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, if you are, let's say, like there's a guy down the road from me that manufactures heat exchangers, industrial heat exchangers. So if he said, how can I market this with a book? I would say he should write a book called How to Improve Your Process with Plate Heat Exchangers.
Right, right. And see, that would be for only for the people who would be interested in heat exchangers.
Right. It's not the it's not his life story, and
right.
You know, perhaps not the personal book inside him, but it's relevant to his business.
Well, and let's you help me give these folks a flash if they haven't already heard it from me and you. Most businesses are sold. I mean, I'm sorry. Most books are sold to people who are interested in a vertical thing. Bookstores, as you know, Bob, bookstores are not really a good place to sell a book anymore. You're better off having a book that focuses on a niche and sell it to the people in that niche.
Right, and the heat exchanger guy, you know, he could publish it with, let's say, a technical publisher like John Wiley and sell it, which is something I have done with my business books.
Right.
But he also could self-publish it and run some banner ads on industrial sites and offer a free copy, give it away to generate leads and get conversions online.
There are two of the motivations for writing a book are, number one, because you wanted to write a book. You want to get it, you need to come out of you. And you want to help people. And number two, and maybe make some money, maybe and sell some books. Number two is you want people to have your ideas in front of them, and so if you have an idea that will help people, and it's focused on your business. If you give it away, I would rather have 1,000 people read my book that's helping them that I gave away than to sell 20 that was done another way. What do you think?
Yeah, and the third reason that I would add to that is that people, given a choice, would rather do business with a company that they perceive as the leader or the expert authority
right.
in their field or niche,
exactly.
and who's considered more expert than the person who wrote the book on it.
That's exactly right. And if you're in the landscaping business, you sell the services and the products, write a book on the best shrubs for our climate.
When I first moved to the suburbs and bought my first house in the 80s and needed aluminum siding, I called some contractors, and the guy we hired came to give a quote, and he handed me a book called, you know, how to protect your home with aluminum siding, or how to choose
wow.
the exterior, and it was a self-published little dinky paperback that
right.
his son had illustrated, and it you know, and he left it with us, and we looked at it and said, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about.
He's for
about.
Real. He's for real.
Yeah.
And he gave you something.
Yeah. It doesn't, giving someone a book doesn't mean they'll buy from you. But there is, as Robert Cialdini said in his book Influence, the principle of reciprocity. If I
yep.
give you a book or something of value, like other content, that's how content marketing works in
yep.
general, you feel a little beholden to me to at least listen to me a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is that it's also a worker bee. See, I use things like that, proposals and books and things like that. I use those as worker bees to leave to work for me while I'm gone, after I leave.
Yeah, I mean, Jeffrey Land, I don't know if you remember him.
Yep.
He's a big yeah, he said, a book is a brochure that will never be thrown away.
That's right. See, that's the reason why all my books are hardback, because nobody ever throws away a hardback book. You know, and you're exactly right. So we're going to get in. When we come back after the break, Bob, I would like to get let's throw some different ideas out there in different industries.
Sure.
And what a book might look like. You know, generally people say that a book is at least 50 pages long. Is that still something that's valid?
No, we get into this now or when we come back, but I'll show you definitely why it's not valid anymore.
Okay, so that's a good point. I need your website, Bob.
www.bly.com.
Bly.com is pretty short, pretty sweet. BLY.com. Quick break, right back with Bob Bly. We're going to help you write your book and get it out there to help you grow your business. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.